PJ Podcast. Sit in.
Hello, podcasters.
Happy end of the weekend.
Mate, I'll be honest. She was a 50%er today.
She was.
Because half the country was on holidays.
Yeah, it was Feet Up Monday. Happy anniversary weekend for Auckland and parts of the country.
How it worked is the 50% of us that is responsible for just being here.
Worked, we showed up.
Worked.
The 50, and that's where it stopped.
The 50% performance part had a long weekend.
Yeah, she did. She was away. But it's so hard to get into it. You come into the office, literally everyone's away. It is the most beautiful weather in Auckland today.
Compared to like Friday when you come into the office and everyone's here, admittingly not doing anything.
But they're here.
Look, we still had a bit of fun. Little Lies, our favourite game, made an appearance. Not only that, we had to talk about why PJ was in my house on Saturday night in her underwear.
Yeah, we talked about a guy who used a company car inappropriately, and something went down between Jace's wife and myself over the weekend, but she didn't know about it.
Okay, that sounds a little bit...
I know, but you know what I mean? Head out of the gutter.
No, I didn't mean that.
Oh,
what were you thinking?
I don't know. What were you thinking?
Here's the podcast.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
You little liar.
Without a doubt, our favourite game. I do love it. Little Lies, how it works is if you've got kids around at the moment, and let's be honest, still school holidays, so you are begging for those guys
actually,
to go back
to school.
Actually,
a lot of people going back to school this week, aren't they?
Yeah. Yep. You watch, like, parents are going to be wrapped. bottle shops won't do as much business. You know, mum and dad are going to need a wine. Everything's starting to return to normal life. But, yeah, if you've got kids around at home at the moment, nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters, or your kids, get them to give us a call and they have to tell us something cool that happened to them over the weekend.
Yep, we often get stumped on this, but have a listen to what we've done in the past.
Yeah, because the catch is they can tell us a lie or the truth. We have to catch them out whether they are lying.
I had a bomb fight with my family.
A bomb fire?
Yes.
What time did you do it?
We had to wait until it was dark.
Right. Okay, hang on. Red flag. That'd be past Miller's bedtime because of daylight savings at the moment.
True.
That'd be pretty
late.
Okay, I swear to God, though, this is for the win.
Lock it in.
Miller, are you telling a lie?
Yes.
Oh, you are. PJ, you did it. Okay, so we take it quite seriously.
We take it very seriously.
So give us a call now. Could be the truth.
Could be a lie.
Yeah, it's up to us to determine. If you win, you walk out of here with glory.
That's it.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
You little liar.
Afternoon, Jason PJ with you. We are playing Little Liars. how this works, it makes me do the accent.
Every time.
How this works is if you've got kids at home at the moment, you give us a call, 0800 dial ZM. You tell us a story, something that happened to you on the weekend, and Paige and I have to work out if you're telling the truth or telling a lie.
A lie. I tried to say it in time with you. It didn't work. All right. Gabby.
The truth.
or a lie.
No, even that.
Gabby's joining us. How are you, Gabby?
I'm good.
Oh.
Yes, sure.
Oh, she's already laying the lie out now. How old are you, Gabs?
I'm 10.
Okay. And what cool thing happened to you on the weekend?
I was jumping on the trampoline and I broke my leg in one place and just came back from hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait on. Just came back from hospital now?
Yeah.
Oh, so you, did you get, like, plaster cast put on it?
Yeah. I'm in a moon boot.
You're in a moon boot?
Oh, so there's no, like, plaster cast on it, just a moon boot?
Just a moon boot.
What were you doing, like, a flip at the time, or?
I was doing a flip, and the trampoline split through, and I broke my leg in one place.
Oh, they would have had to give you that needle that they give, people when they put moon boots on them. Did they give you the needle?
No.
Oh, they didn't. That's weird. Because the needle's made up.
They gave me a gas mask.
They gave you a gas mask?
Right.
Oh, you poor thing.
It sounds legit to me.
It does.
Like at the start when she was like, I'm in
pain. Yeah, I know. I was like, she's being
come
cute.
On, mate.
No.
Yeah, we invented lying.
I think this is true.
It sounds true to me. Gabby, are you telling the truth?
No.
Damn, that's so quick as well.
You confident.
Listen to her cute little laugh.
Little.
Thank you.
Oh, right.
Whoever you up. All right, let's move on to our next contestant for Little
Liars. She bloody lied well, mate. A moon boot. When she was like a moon boot.
And
she
picked you out trying to get her as well.
That was pretty obvious.
All right, Cruz joining us. Good afternoon, Cruz.
Hi.
Hello, Cruz. How old are you?
Seven.
Just want to let you know I'm on my A game now. You will not be pulling the wool over my eyes.
All right, Cruz, what happened to you over the weekend?
My two fell out right now. My first.
Your first tooth?
Yeah.
Okay, so hang
on. Okay, wow, so many questions.
I love this game. How long ago did it fall out, Cruz?
5 minutes ago.
Okay, we can hear the lies in the background.
No, that might just be encouraging. Okay, 5 minutes ago, did you just wiggle it or?
I put really back and then it just fell out.
Quite graphic.
Okay, and the Tooth Fairy, no doubt, visiting you tonight then?
Yep.
Yep.
And we're going to be writing a note.
You're going to write a
call.
Note.
Good call, good call. Cruz, when it came out, because, and this is a fact, when baby teeth come out, did it have like a giant bright yellow root that you had to drag out with it?
No.
Really? Oh, that's weird because normally...
Where do you put it now that it's come out?
Does that...
Yes. Some tissue paper.
Oh, tissue paper, okay.
I thought he said some petrol. I'm like, oh, what are you trying to do to the bloody tooth fairy?
Okay.
Time to lock in an answer. Look, normally I'd say yes. But I can hear the
I know.
5 minutes.
No, I can hear the voice in the background as well. But that just she's probably just helping him on.
Please don't tell me you want to lock in the truth. Mm. Are you taking the piss?
I don't know. I feel like this game is always the opposite. It's always the opposite of what you believe.
I strongly disagree with this, but are we going the truth?
Yeah.
All right, Cruz. Are you telling the truth?
Yes.
Yes!
Really? Really? Really?
Actually?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So it actually just came out then?
Yes.
Well, guess what? It's $20 Monday. The Tooth Fairy always gives 20 bucks on a Monday. So, lucky for you.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I had my friend's 30th birthday party over the weekend. It was on a boat, and I've never really been on a boat party before. Oh, be fun.
Yeah, they can go either way.
What do you mean? Because if you don't like the people on the air, then you can't.
No, there's nowhere to go. Yeah. But let's be honest, we've all gone to a party and gone, oh, no, I'll just have the one drink and then snuck out the back door.
You can't do that on a boat
no,
party.
Everyone stops the party and goes, why is PJ in the harbour swimming? Do you know what I mean?
Luckily, everyone was lovely, so there was no need to evacuate.
This was your ex-flatmate's birthday?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I know him.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
I'm just assuming, you know, we was handing out invites and would have got one.
Mate, there were only 30 people invited, so.
Oh, you're giving me the numbers chat. I invented the numbers chat.
It was a theme, right? And the theme was Saint-Tropez, which, look, could be interpreted in different ways, but really it's, I guess, like that French kind of boaty vibe.
Yeah. Because I was saying to you last week, you said you didn't know there was a theme. I knew Aussie Romance had gone out and bought a white linen shirt. He said he was going to go buy a white linen shirt.
He didn't buy a white linen shirt. That's the problem. And so when it came to choosing what we wear, I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to get a little white outfit. I was like, you should probably get like a white shirt, babe, like just a cheap one. He's like, no, all good.
You want to look like a rich retiree.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So he didn't do that, and so he opted to wear a blue shirt, thinking that, you know, it was kind of going to be nautical vibes, blue and white, we're all going to be, you
know. Was it striped?
No.
Sky blue?
No.
Like a deep blue?
Deep blue.
Looked like he was fixing the boat.
Yeah. And he was nervous already because he didn't really know anyone as we rocked up to the boat. He only knew the guy whose party it was and myself.
And all the other people had said, hey, the mechanic's here to fix the boat.
We arrived there. Everyone is in white.
So it pretty much looked like a white party.
It was a white party. Like, everyone was dressed in white. Even Ben, whose party it was, he didn't think everyone was going to turn up in white. Aussie Romance is literally the only guy in blue. And so he went out the back. Ben was like, hey, actually, I've got a spare white top if you want to wear it.
God, even the host of the party didn't want him looking like he was there to fix the boat.
So he put it on, but it was a singlet.
Oh, he's not made for singlets. He looks like,
mate, thank you very much, but I can't wear this.
He looks like my 3-year-old son in a singlet running around the backyard.
Yeah, he doesn't like a singlet on a good day.
He's as tan as me. He should just take off his shirt and everyone would have been like, that is the whitest.
I know, exactly. He would have been in
shirt.
Theme.
Mate, this is why I don't do theme parties. I just don't do them.
He was going to bring a fishing rod. I'm glad he didn't.
Why?
Jason PJ, the podcast.
High school job. You had the body shop. I used to work for a department store called David Jones, right?
And you sold TVs?
Yeah, like in the electrical department and stuff.
How many years did you do it?
Like 2 years. Had to clip on a tie on Thursday nights and go in.
Are you still mates with any of your former co-workers?
No. Okay. No. Left on bad terms. anyway, what I never, like when I was working there, like it's quite a big department store.
Right.
People would come in and they'd be like, hey, my TV's broken and stuff like that. I wouldn't fight them over it. It's not my money. Mm. You know what I mean? This place can afford it. It's a massive corporation. Mm. I just give them the refund. So a store... Well, it's probably why they're not going great on the stock exchange. What's wrong? Well, I wasn't handing them out for free. I'm just sitting there. It's not.
You would just know. I just know working on top of you would be quite a hard task. You would be quite a cheeky employee.
No, not at all. I was a great employee, thank you. They kept coming back because I kept replacing the TVs. This story caught my attention, though, over in the UK. An electrical shop or a shop called Argos.
Right.
I've never been to the UK. I don't really know it. But basically, there was an elderly lady who bought a fridge.
Yep.
Kept breaking down on her, right? Mm. This started back in 2015.
Some would say it wasn't running.
There's the show promo. It wasn't running.
Yeah.
Kept breaking down.
Yeah.
She has lost like 3 rounds of frozen foods and stuff like that.
Oh, that's annoying.
Her 53-year-old son had had enough. Yep. What does he do for a living? He's an undertaker. So when the fridge finally died, he drove it in the hearse, the company car, down to Argo's store, backed the hearse up to the door, pulled out the little coffin trolley, and then they wheeled the fridge out the back of the hearse, put a purple little velvet thing over the top of it, and wheeled it into the store to return it. Like, that's impact. You know what I mean?
That's very impactful, but also, I mean, it kind of makes sense. Like, not many things can actually take a fridge in their car.
Oh, it's much more classy than rocking up with a truck and everything like that. Anyway, the store were like, okay, cool, this is a big scene. God love them. They got into it and they sent flowers saying, we're really sorry for your loss. Here's a voucher for a new fridge.
Oh, that's quite cool.
Yeah. Too bad if you're using that same, you know, service a few days later for a loved one who's passed and they're like, well, no, the fridge was in the back of it.
Where do you draw the line, though? Like, that's his work car. That should be his
what
work
do you mean?
Car.
They're not going to know. We're not getting, but no one's dying today. We've got a free day. We can use the hearse. Yeah, that's impactful. Yeah, not like you haven't used a Black Thunder or something for something like that.
No, I haven't, but you have.
I've used Black Thunders to move houses and you name it. I'd use a work car any day of the week.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Okay, a little thing I'm quietly concerned about, which it needs to be addressed. On Saturday, we had my mate Jack here that you'd surprised me with last week. He was still here. He went back on Sunday. Nice little surprise.
Nice little trip, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, caught me off guard. He's good friends with your BF, Aussie Romance.
Correct.
So Jack, Aussie Romance and I had a few little beers Saturday afternoon.
Lads Arvo.
Yeah.
I
jumped off the Sky Tower earlier that day.
Oh, you did too? How was it?
That was great. So glad I didn't in that order.
Yeah. Pretty sure you're not allowed to do it in the other way.
Yeah. So then we went back to my place, right? Mm. I'll be honest, the night carried on a little bit longer than we thought. And then it got to, I think it was like 10 o'clock.
Yep.
And Aussie Romance goes, PJ's coming to pick me up. And I was like, what? And just before I even noticed it, you were in my house on a Saturday night, which is fine. You're welcome anytime. But you strutted in just your underwear and a robe.
I was wearing a dressing gown. I'd had a very productive Saturday. I'd done a lot of cleaning and had
threw
ordered
out
it.
All your clothes.
No, I did throw out a lot of clothes.
Not all of them, no.
Right. And I, you know, had a shower and opted just to get into my dressing gown and get into that Saturday feel, you know, chuck on a mask. And then I knew Aussie Romance was ready to get picked up. I was like, don't taxi home. That'd be silly. I'll come and pick you up. And I literally thought,
obviously, you want to get in there in a rush. You don't have 20 seconds to put on some pants.
I didn't think I'd have to come in. I thought I was just doing the old, come on.
Well, it looked like you were there to do that. Here's my concern.
I wasn't prepared.
Here's my concern.
Yeah.
Your car is not the most reliable beast on the roads.
Winnie J is a solid beast.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people don't know this. She has party poppers on board. She lets them off when she gets from A to B to celebrate the car accident.
No, she's actually pretty decent. Like,
but right, when we were a lot younger, and I think Aussie Romance was actually in the car when this happened.
I think he was too.
Lou's car broke down going over the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and she was in, I'm going to go out there and say, the smallest pair of pyjamas you can actually buy.
Right.
And
verging on underwear.
Aussie Romance's mum had to come and pick her up on the side of the highway
in
Sydney. I just think in hindsight, maybe it's good to put some clothes on.
As soon as I did leave home, I was like, this is a massive, massive mistake.
And just as a lesson for you this afternoon, let's open the phones. When in hindsight do you think, my bad, probably should have put on some clothes? Maybe you've done a PJ, you've left the house in a, you know, in just underwear or a robe and something's happened, you're stuck on the side of the
road
with
no... The robe was pretty, like, it covered up a lot.
Well, the robe needed to be tightened, mate, because you didn't enter the room, like, at a high speed, but the wind definitely caught it. I was like, this is way too close. Clothes probably wouldn't have been a bad idea.
She would have been fine.
Give us a call. This is Kings. You're going to learn from these calls. We'll take them next.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Drissy. Call me Drissy. Because I was wearing a dressing gown.
PJ rocked up in my place in barely nothing on Saturday night to pick up her boyfriend.
I was not prepared. I didn't think I had to get out of the car.
It was a dressing gown and underwear. Okay, hang on. What do you mean you didn't think you had to get out of the car? You didn't even ring. You just walked in.
No. I said, I'm outside in Aussie room. It said, come in. And I was like, well, it's rude if I don't come in. So I came in. But I didn't think I'd get invited in. I thought it would be the end of the night and you guys would have wrapped up. But instead, I ended up staying there for like 40 minutes.
You were more dressed for bed than I was, and I was in my own house. 0800 dials it M. When in hindsight, you thought, you know what? Maybe I should have actually put some clothes on.
Hello, Chelsea.
G'day.
Welcome to the show. When in hindsight, do you think you probably should have worn some clothes?
A few years back, my friend and I decided to do the late night mission to McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
We were both dressed in my boyfriend's pyjamas, like boxers and a singlet.
Yeah. Right.
And her car got a flat battery in the middle of the drive-thru.
Oh, no.
Not in the middle.
Out of all the places, yeah.
And it was like in Dunedin, student area, late at night. So it was a packed drive-thru. I had to get out of the car and push the car so that she could push start it.
To be fair, that's probably more than what a lot of people have done is we're actually wearing.
I could imagine that fight too. You get out. No, you get out. You were the one who wanted to come. Please don't make me do this.
I'd be freezing in Dunners as well.
I would have just got out and walked away. I'm sorry, Paige. You're on your own.
Mary, what about you? In hindsight, when should you probably have worn some clothes?
Well, I decided to drop the kids in just my pyjama pants and a singlet. And on the way home, I ran out of gas.
There's a hot look. Mary,
no
how...
bra?
Oh, no bra as
no
well?
No bra. Perfect. Yeah, that's what'll get you.
So, Mary, at what point, like how far away from the school did you run out of fuel?
Oh, luckily it was away from school, but it was about a K from home.
Yeah, right. That's all right. Could be worse, you know, when kids are walking up to other kids going, hey, I think you saw your mum with no bra on walking down the street holding a jerry can. Like, you know what I mean? That's always awkward.
We have got Victoria. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, mate. When were you caught and in hindsight probably should have had some clothes on?
When I was wrapped in nothing but a towel and thought I'd do a quick dash out to the washing line to hang some washing out.
No.
And as I ran out the door slammed behind me and realised I was locked out. And this was pre-cell phone time, so I had to actually scavenge around the outside of the house for a coin, go out to the main road to use a public phone. And call my brother to try and get him to come around and get me into the house. But he was way away on a truck somewhere, so he sent some young guys from his work.
Oh, I bet they were.
To the house.
Bet they were happy.
And they had to pull our window pane out of the window and jump in for me. All the while, I'm just in nothing but a small towel.
What concerns me is you were pretty much nude in the backyard with a towel and you thought to ring your brother. Yeah. Like, that's a concern.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I've got a little something to admit.
Yeah. So this sounds massively creepy. You said something happened between you and Lou over the weekend and she doesn't know about it, which makes me think, was she sleeping?
No, she wasn't sleeping.
Right.
First of all, I need to confirm something with you.
Yes, her and I are married.
Yeah, no, I know
It would be cheating.
I know. Did she go shopping on Saturday afternoon?
God, man, I can barely remember what we did this morning.
What did you do on Saturday and what did she do?
I think I was hungover. On Saturday.
Saturday afternoon.
I was hanging out with my mate Jack.
Yeah. And where was she?
Oh. Yeah, we're at a bar near your place and she went shopping.
I thought so.
You saw her and didn't say hello.
Well, hang on.
How rude are you?
Hang on.
You thought, oh, look, there she is. Should I say hello? No, I'll save it and that'll fill a break on Monday.
Okay, so no, hang on. So I was trying to find an outfit for the next day and then I thought I saw her, but then I wasn't entirely sure.
Did you say for the next day? What do you go shopping daily?
No, but I just...
How rich are you?
I'll talk about this later. Okay. I needed to get a special themed outfit.
Right.
And I thought I saw it, but she just looked in her zone. And I, well, first of all, had been there for ages trying all these different outfits. It just were not working.
So you're in the same store as her. Not only did you not see her across the street, you're in the same store.
And then, do you know what I did? I walked to try and get in her line of vision to see if she'd sparked the conversation. But she didn't, and so then I just left because I'd been there for ages. And
you know, lose a friend. I would say she's a friend.
No, she is a friend. But what, you know, some, no, it was just.
I know what you mean. There's nothing worse than when you see a good friend and you go, I don't know how to open the conversation.
I felt awful, and I was like, I should go back in, and then I just didn't. And anyway, I felt terrible.
Oh, so that'd be worse.
If she saw me, and then.
Hey, Lou. Sorry to come back in. I just didn't know how to spark the conversation before. I was like, do I go with hello?
She was in her zone. I can't explain it. Like, she's looking through that, like, rack. And I was like, should say hi. Didn't. And so here we are.
Hey,
so,
Lou.
So let her know that I do love her.
Hey, Lou. Oh, mate, you've thrown me from the zone. The zone of just looking at clothes.
Okay, in hindsight, it's probably not the best.
Mate, you're one step away from taking a photo of her and sending it going, hey, is this you? It's watching you from a distance. Unbelievable.
Sorry, Lou, I love you.
Man, I don't know how to say hello to you, but I love you.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Hey, how's this? I just found this. It's a crazy story I found online today. It's a list of the unluckiest people around the world. You're right, fixed microphone.
Yeah, sorry, there was microphone issues.
Wasn't that shocking?
No.
So the unluckiest people around the world. I admit some of these were a little grim.
Okay, can it be, you always come Monday and you bring really morbid stories.
It's Morbid Monday.
No, that was an old feature that we got rid of because it was too depressing.
Okay.
Okay.
Amazing News Monday doesn't rhyme. You know that. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, what's happened?
Okay, so a list of the unluckiest people around the world, right? Like Roy Sullivan in the USA. He's been struck by lightning 7 times, which is crazy.
How does that happen? There must be something.
The odds, they put the odds of being struck by lightning 7 times would be 1 in 2 billion.
What?
Yeah. Like crazy. Crazy. Another one, let's go to England now. This is a bit old school. It was a nurse named Violet from the UK, was on a ship called the Olympic.
Yeah.
It sank. She then served time on the Titanic. We all know what happened there. And then finally, the Britannic, which also sank. Like, that's bad luck. Get out of shipping, mate. If you're doing it's like being struck by lightning
you
7 times.
You'd maybe not do that again.
Well, I always think when these people get struck by lightning 7 times, after the 3rd time, if there's even a chance of a storm, I'd be inside.
Run away.
Do you know
but even inside, you can still get struck, can't you?
Yeah, but.
I remember we used to go so overboard and we'd like turn off the TVs, turn off all our electricity.
Oh, yeah, because you were scared.
Yeah.
You know, how's this, right? Robert Todd was present at the assassinations of Presidents Abraham Lincoln, Garfield and McKinley.
Yeah.
All 3 of them.
Yeah.
From that point on, he declined any invitations to go into presidential
Fair events, enough.
As you would.
What was the percentage of that?
The odds weren't there.
Oh, they were.
Yeah,
sorry.
They didn't work that out.
I was getting into the odds thing.
Hey, if you can give me a yell when you're going to ask on the odds, I'll be, this one's full on, right? Henry Zetland in the US dodged a bullet which was lodged in a tree.
Oh.
It was shot at by his girlfriend's brother at the time.
Right.
He blew up the tree years later. I don't know why. Redneck American living out back.
Right.
And the bullet blew out and got him. How's that? It blew out of the tree.
Is he alive?
No. I wasn't going to mention that bit, but it blew out of the tree and got him. Nuts.
Are there the odds for that one?
No. I've got odds for this one. You'll like this one. This one's great, right? This is out of Spain. This dude... Right, and the odds of winning the lotto, right, is 1 in 100,000 over in Spain, right? This guy was in a village of 70 people. He was the only person in the village that never won the lotto. The only person in the village that never won. Everyone's driving around in Mercs and BMWs, and you're still in a little shitbox Toyota cruising around going, my day will come. Yeah, he's alive.
Okay, good.
He's poor, unhappy, but he's alive. You wanted me to end on a happy one, didn't you?
Form of uplifting ending.
Was that the uplifting one you want?
Kind of.
Okay, I tried, mate. I try.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Cool idea to come out of the States, because obviously they're gearing up for Super Bowl, which is coming up this weekend, isn't it? February 6th. So maybe the beginning of next week.
You can tell you're truly shocked. Like, that's coming up. Oh, shit.
Oh, gosh, this week.
Yeah, right.
So it's basically trying to raise awareness for responsible driving. And Tostitos, it's a US corn chip brand. They have partnered up with...
Tostitos.
Tostitos.
Yeah, right.
Not Doritos, Tostitos.
Yeah, cool.
They've teamed up with Mothers Against Drunk Driving in Uber. And what they've done is created these alcohol sensor bags. So what they do is they're special chip bags that can tell if you've been drinking. And it's kind of like a fun way of actually raising awareness around making sure, you know, people driving not under the influence.
So how's it work? You finish
so the... So it's not exactly a breathalyzer. It doesn't give you an exact measurement of your blood alcohol level.
Right.
But there's a sensor at the top which measures your breath, and lights below the logo flash the results.
It's a bloody good idea.
It's nifty. Unfortunately, so it's not going to be in stores. It's literally just for this, so it's kind
at the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But they should, well, I think that's awesome. Like, I love when you go to a pub and they've got a little breathalyzer machine on the wall.
It's good, isn't it?
Well, it's just think, you know, if you are driving, it's like, you might as well check it. So you'd eat the chips and then blow in the bag.
Apparently. And then also, the way Uber comes in, they're going to flash an Uber code that you can use to get a discount for an Uber ride to help you get home.
That's good.
Which is a good idea, isn't it?
I remember, and this has happened, like, a couple of mates have mentioned this to me before, and I don't know the legalities on it or why not. But if you walk up to a cop, like say if there's just the cops on the street outside a bar, and you go up and you're like, hey, look, I'm not sure if I can drive. Can I just blow in the bag? Can you check?
Yeah.
I remember back in Australia, they wouldn't do it. They were really hesitant about it.
Why?
I don't know. I've had a mate say that a cop did it for him here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
But again, he was really hesitant. I'm not sure if we're big in the popo community, but if there was a cop listening at the moment, 0800.
Maybe it was just a once off.
You never know. 0800 dials at M. If you work for the police force, I'd love to know. Like, yeah, if we walk up and we're like, hey, look, you know, we're thinking of getting in the car.
Do you think it would be benefiting the community, surely?
Yeah. I don't know the legalities of it or anything like that. You won't believe it. I wanted to be a cop, but the whole study thing put me off. But yeah, if there's a cop listening and knows, 0800 dials at M.
That would be interesting to hear.
You imagine me as a cop?
No. You always wanted to be a fireman, didn't you?
Yeah, but then you had to learn science. Apparently you don't put water on every fire. Go figure.
You had to learn science.
Yeah. You can't just run in and throw oil on any... Well, I guess you wouldn't be making the course either.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
We've just been talking about these party-safe bags, which have been created to launch with the Super Bowl coming up in the States.
Yep.
And basically, these special chip bags can tell if you've been drinking. Got us on a bit of a tangent, didn't
well,
it?
Well, yeah, I was talking about, I remember back in Oz, walking up to a cop one day. We'd been down the pub for a few beers and asked the cop if he could breath test me before I get in the car, so I know.
Yeah.
And he said, no, they won't do it. I said, look, if there's any cops out there, can you shine a light on this? How good's this? Constable Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
We're good, buddy.
Good.
How are
Thank
you?
Thank you for coming on the show.
No worries.
So what's the go? If Paige and I walked out of a pub, you guys were just out the front, and I said to you, hey, can you random breath test me so I know if I can drive? Would you do it?
It's a bit of a personal preference. Me, personally, if I'm not dealing with something or watching whatever's happening,
right.
If I've got something more important to do, I'm going to say no.
Yep.
If I've got time and I've got time to talk about it, then yeah, I'm generally happy to.
Right.
The only other thing that certainly comes to my mind is once you've had alcohol, it's not just a constant slow decrease.
Right.
There's the chance that it can kind of up and down a bit.
So what you're saying is, if I blow on the bag and you go, hey, you're under, it could actually sneak back up by the time I go to the car.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, gotcha.
So you get stopped 5 minutes down the road and you're over and you go, well, hang on, that cop back there just said I was fine.
Yeah, right.
Then it
comes back on you.
Kind of on me, exactly.
Yeah.
Constable Bill, what about if I came out after a few and asked just to have a go at shooting the taser at PJ? Is that something you'd be open to? Or again, is that if you're busy?
Don't listen, Constable Bill.
Is that only if you're busy or like say if, you know, it wasn't a busy day, it's still a no?
No, it's too much paperwork.
Right, yeah, gotcha.
Jason PJ, the podcast. Spy.co.nz.
Chat show host Jeremy Kyle has apparently started dating his children's former nanny after splitting up with his wife. Now, of course, if you don't know who Jeremy Kyle is, he is famous for actually giving advice on his TV show to people who have relationship issues and a bunch of other things.
It's the sort of show where, you know, you go on and you're like, you know, the mother of the baby is the brother's sister's uncle.
It's always very confusing.
Yeah, right.
But now it's been revealed that he is in a relationship with Vicky Burton, who used to be a nanny for his three children. They've been dating each other for the past 2 months after she spent years working for him and his ex-wife.
See, the thing is, right, everyone now will assume something was going on
exactly.
when they were together.
But, you know, it could be entirely innocent.
It could be, but you just can't date close to home when you become single. Because everyone will just assume that relationship was, like, already going on.
I mean, now he'll actually have personal experience to dish up on the couch.
He might actually go on as a guest.
Yeah,
maybe. That's always. And then here's the go, though. If he starts dating the nanny, does he have to fire the nanny?
I don't know. Well, she's the former nanny.
Right, okay.
So it's okay. She's already...
You bet your ass she'd be keeping an eye on the current nanny, though. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That is used by Upper Cheap Flights. You can download the Grammar Scene app now and grab the deal.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on City.